everybody. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm John Connell. This is Night Drive 95, your source for vaporwave, future funk, synthwave, synthpop, and beyond. Today is a very special episode of our show. In case you didn't know, it is Fun Drive, CITR's annual fundraiser. We're trying to raise $40,000 to keep the station on the air. We're going to have more than just music today. I've got a whole bunch of people in the studio here with me talking about how great CITR is. Right now, we're talking to Claire and Shay. Hi, guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
Pretty good. So can you tell everybody what Night Drive 95 means to you? Claire?
Well, I mean, Night Drive 95 is the only place you're going to hear vaporwave on the radio, so
that's true.
That's a huge thing. I listen to it all the time at work. It's the only place you're going to hear St. Pepsi on the radio, who I thanked in my thesis, because he's the only reason why I got my data analysis done.
Yeah, St. Pepsi is so important to me and everyone else. I just want everyone out there to know, if you call in to CITR this hour, it's 604-822-8648. You can pledge $10. Get yourself a copy of the Night Drive 95 2017 compilation album. It's got six cool tracks I've curated myself from friends of the show. It's my way of thanking you for keeping the show around. So how are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Good. Yeah. Glad to hear it. Did you have any trouble finding the studio?
I mean, I've seen you through the window before, so.
Great.
Yeah, I'm an old hand at the sub here.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Well, our first song tonight is Endless by Trademarks and Copyrights. It's off the compilation that I mentioned before. Do you guys know Trademarks and Copyrights at all?
I mean, only through you, but I suppose all of my vaporwave I know through you.
That's fair. I am kind of the tastemaker around here, I guess. All right, well, let's just jump right into it. Here's Endless by Trademarks and Copyrights.
Thank you.
Perf.
Okay, well, hey everybody. You're listening to Night Drive 95 on CITR 101.9 FM. My name's John Connell. I am your host and tastemaker. And in studio today, I have Alfred, Allie, and Jess, a couple of listeners that I was able to rope into coming in here. And
hi.
Yeah, you've been press ganged, if you will, into coming in here. And we're just going to have a little chat about the impact that CITR makes for all of us, because I think that a lot of you probably already know, but a lot of you probably don't, that CITR is in the middle of its fund drive right now for this year. We're trying to raise $40,000 to keep the lights on down here. We are supplemented a little bit by student fees from UBC, but really it's not enough to run the station, and we need support from listeners like yourselves. If you call in to the CITR hotline, Alfred, can you pass me that pamphlet really quick? If you call into the hotline, 604-822-8648, you can make a pledge to Night Drive 95. And if you pledge at least $10, you'll get a download code for the Night Drive 95 2017 compilation,
ooh,
which contains tracks from artists such as Trademarks and Copyrights and Etherlite.
And has this compilation been curated by yourself? Have you compiled it?
Yes, I curated this compilation by reaching out to friends of the show, artists who have submitted to me in the past, artists who have just been like, oh, hey, thanks for playing me before. So I managed to get like a little kind of like an EP length thing going.
Nice.
And anyone who donates will get a free download of these six spicy tracks.
So with your show, you've really gotten that community involvement engaged, it seems. Like, you're reaching out to artists, you're saying, like, you're just dropping friends of the show, like, it's no big deal. Like, it sounds like you really got something going there, John.
Well, I like to think so a little bit, you know. CITR is really community-driven, because it's not a commercial radio station. The only advertising that we do on here is for like community events, PSAs, promos for other shows on the station. We don't really run like a for-profit kind of operation. Yeah. So I think that, yeah, it is pretty much just a community-driven affair. And I like to think that I've kind of built a little community around Night Drive, or at least started to in our first year.
If CITR was like the NPR of UBC, you would be the Terry Gross.
Oh, my God.
Actually, I haven't listened to every show on CITR, so I might be doing a great disservice to the actual Terry Gross of CITR.
I mean, that's completely fair. Like, Nardwar is pretty good.
Does he still do a show with CITR?
He does. He's been doing a show since the 80s.
Damn. I mean, yeah.
You can say damn.
Okay, that's in the Bible.
Yeah. The CRTC is not going to crawl up my ass for damn. You can also say ass.
What about hell?
Okay.
Easy there, Jessica.
Jessica, I'm going to have to ask you to take it down a notch.
try and keep it biblical.
Yeah, try and keep it. That's a good rule.
Can you use
rule
hell,
of thumb, then? Yeah. Yeah, I think you can use hell.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Okay, Allie, how about you take us into our next track?
And next up is Looking for Tracy 2 by Carpenter Brutt.
We'll be right back.
Have any of you guys listened to, like, my show at all, or do you have any vaporwave experience of any kind?
I have listened to your show a few times, John, and I think my favorite part about the show is, or one of my favorites, is your voice is so damn soothing. Honestly, I have to say, you have a real voice for the radio. That's a big reason why I listen, I've got to admit.
Thank you. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
Obviously, the great music and the great vibe, too, but, you know.
Yeah.
Credit to the radio artist as well.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Ali mentioned the vibe. Not to cut you off there.
Oh,
sorry.
No, please.
Well, Ali mentioned the vibe, and I think that's another thing. Your show, Night Drive, you know, you're all about the vaporwave, and the atmosphere you create in your show is so fantastic. If you're just trying to, you know, relax and just, like, listen to something soothing, you know, like I don't know, decompress, perhaps.
Yeah, I get that. I did kind of choose my, like, title and time slot and everything with a little bit of intention, because I think that the kind of programming that I do on Night Drive is best suited to nighttime. So it's Saturday, it's 7, depending on the time of year, like maybe it's getting kind of dark. You're on the road in your geo tracker on the Pacific Coast Highway. You're seeing dolphins jumping out of the water along the ocean next to you. Somebody cut me off so I can.
Please keep going.
Cut off this visual metaphor.
I am being spirited away right now.
Well, the point
narrative.
Is, I'm trying to deliver an aesthetic on this channel, and like I call it like aesthetic music sometimes, or like vaporwave and related sounds, because ever since I started this, I think, well, you know, being strictly vaporwave is great and everything, but I don't want to limit myself. If something is still kind of like delivering that mood and that aesthetic that is Night Drive 95, then like I still want to get that on there. So like, yeah, I've played like I've been opening the show up to a lot of like kind of indie pop or synth pop stuff as well, and we do like future funk, which is a little more upbeat, sometimes right. Some synth wave. So like it does kind of all stay within this vaporwave inspired Night Drive purview, but
right.
I like to think we're not limited too much by genre.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And I definitely think that the kind of music you play is really, like you say, is very suitable to that Saturday night kind of vibe. And also to many different situations I might be on a Saturday night, whether I'm like studying, whether I want to dance, or I'm just chilling with friends, I can listen to that music and it'll help me through whatever. So, yeah, I definitely see what you mean by you're not limited by kind of genre and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I've been told by other people before that based on the like time slot and when I'm playing, like it's also really good like getting ready to go out music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you're like, you know, you're like up in your room in the vanity doing your hair and putting your makeup on.
You want to start getting into that mood. You
yeah,
know?
You're yeah, getting into that mood, and like St. Pepsi or whoever is like taking you there, mm-hmm. or Luxury Elite, whoever I happen to be playing that evening.
Up next is Noble with Floating.
I'm floating. That was Floating by Noble.
Hey everybody, welcome back. You're listening to Night Drive 95 on CITR 101.9 FM. This show is Night Drive 95, Vancouver's home for vaporwave, future funk, synthwave, synthpop, and related sound. I'm your host and tastemaker, John Connell. It's a very special episode of Night Drive 95 this week because CITR is in the throes of Fun Drive, our annual fundraiser to keep this totally awesome community radio station on the air. We're trying to raise 40,000 big ones. Well, not 40,000, that would be like $40 million. We're trying to raise $40,000 to keep providing you with the content that you have come to expect from us. So we're doing a pledge drive right now. If you pledge $10 to Night Drive 95, you get a digital download of the Night Drive 95 2017 collection. It is an EP length album of various artists who have contributed music to the show before. You get it for pledging at the $10 level. If you want that, you just have to call 604-UBC-UNIT. That's 604-UBC-UNIT. So I'm here in the studio right now with a whole bunch of fans from the Night Drive 95 community. Right now on the mic, we have Naima. Hey,
hello.
Naima. Hi. So she's a bit new to the whole scene. So we were just thinking, why don't we have like kind of a live reaction sort of thing? We're not a video. This isn't like a like a YouTube reaction channel. But what the heck? It's a very special episode. We're filling some time. So yeah, Naima, have you heard Lisa Frank 420 Modern Computing by Macintosh Plus before?
Nope.
No. So
this is
the first time you're hearing this song and seeing this music video. So
I'm excited.
We're gonna play this music video for you, Naima, and I want you to just stream of consciousness, like just let fly everything
over
that
the music.
Over the music. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just talk right over it, because you know, while we're watching, I want everything that's going through your mind, okay? So just feel free to like lay it on us right now. Here you go. So what does that look like to you?
Like a bad game of Sims.
It's a yeah.
Oh god. Okay.
Kind of. Yeah, what
there's how a cute reception. I'm yep.
How does this make you feel?
Like I should be on a lot more drugs.
Me too, buddy. Me too. What emotion do you associate with this?
I feel electric. Like, this is, like, exciting stuff.
Whenever I listen to this song, it makes me feel like I'm face down, drowning in in the fountain at the middle of the shopping mall.
Oh,
you know, like
okay.
Like the one in Oak Ridge that people throw the pennies in. Like, I'm on the bottom of the fountain, and I'm
covered
just... I'm covered in pennies. People are throwing pennies at me.
Right.
I'm on the ground, and that's the mood
relatable.
that this gives me.
I'm thinking like weird hipster nightclub. I'm the only person on the dance floor, and I'm just like grooving really, really casually. I feel like that's what I'm feeling.
Yeah, I get that. Is there a smoke machine there in your vision?
Oh yeah, smoke machine, disco balls. There's like lasers. It's very hip.
Okay.
It's up and coming.
Yeah. So, what are you thinking of these visuals here?
Like, I do not want to visit that museum.
No? Why not?
I'm so confused. Oh, he's gone. Oh, no, he's back.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is this? What are we looking at? Just for everyone who's just...
I can tell you.
For everyone who's just joining us, we're getting Naima here to react to Macintosh Plus's classic song, Lisa Frank 420 Modern Computing. What about this part of the video, Naima? What does this look like?
Okay, so we have a penguin on a staircase. Yes, that is a penguin wearing a bow. Oh, it's a wind-up penguin. It's not even a real penguin.
Yeah.
Okay, and he's winding his way towards a living room of some sort. Oh, he moves the same way that I do. Perfect.
And how do you move?
I don't.
You don't move?
Yeah.
So he's moving by not moving?
He's moving by not moving.
Okay.
It's a hypothetical state of movement.
Yeah, I dig it.
Ethereal. Ethereal? Ooh, balloons. Oh, look at the colors.
Yeah.
Okay, so now he's actually moving. He's at a piano. Oh, no, he's leaving the piano. I want a name. I feel like it looks like a Frank. Frank the Wind-Up Penguin.
Like his name is Frank?
His name is Frank. But like Frank the Third or something.
Frank the Third.
It's not the original.
Is that, are you thinking that because of the name of the song, or does he just look like a Frank?
He looks like a Frank. You not see it?
I do kind of see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That guy, he doesn't look like a Frank.
No, this part, what does this part look like?
Okay, so that's Arthur.
This is Arthur, this guy.
Arthur.
This running guy is Arthur.
Yes, the running guy is Arthur. He's on fire, and he is Greece? Is that where the pillars are?
Yeah, it's like some kind of Greco-Roman sort of deal.
That's exciting stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, Arthur's back. He's in the fountain.
He's in the fountain.
Okay, so you're
no one's
in
throwing
the fountain.
Pennies at him.
John is not Arthur.
I'm not. We're different people.
Can confirm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, me too. So it's a really weird sandcastle. Oh, and a beach ball. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm figuring this out. It's making sense.
So do you think this is a song that you would listen to just on your own?
Not sober.
Not sober. Okay. That's fine.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, it's fine. Hey, it's just before 9 p.m. that we can't swear. We can definitely... Everybody's sober right now. Hi. Just in case the station manager's listening. Hey, what's up? We're all... It's all very sober in the studio right now.
Okay, so we have a skeleton.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, he's kind of a skeleton.
I'm going to name him Gormagon.
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 I think your reading of this music video is really changing the way that I watch it.
Oh, he's walking on walls. Gormagon is God.
Yeah. What do you think of these lyrics?
There's lyrics?
Oh. Yeah, here, listen. I'm giving up on trying to sell you things that you ain't buying. What does that mean to you?
I relate. Absolutely. That's going to be my next Facebook status. What was it? I'm selling...
I'm giving up on trying to sell you things that you ain't buying.
Yes.
Do you understand it's all in your hands? It's your move.
Me to my UBC tuition.
Whoa. This just got political. We're talking about the hot button issues here on Night Drive 95, people. For those of you just joining us, I've got newbie listener Naima here reacting to Macintosh Plus's Lisa Frank 420 Modern Computing, the music video.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
You ever played those games like Guess Who, where it's like, you know the game that I'm talking about?
Where does he have red hair?
Yeah, that's it. That's
what that looks like,
that's
what's going that's on. Absolutely what's happening here.
Okay, now, that looks like a giant wafer cookie.
Yeah, what about this part of the song? How does this make you feel?
I feel like this is it's calming. It's winding down.
Yeah.
It's flying. Yeah, it's very surreal.
Like, it's a little unsettling, but I'm also quite at ease at the same time.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, I'm calm, I'm winding down after, like, a long night, a long day. It's calming. It's got a good effect.
Yeah, right? Ooh.
Bum. And there it go. Yeah, you can groove to this. You can totally jive to this song. Look at that, yeah.
Mmm.
I'm jiggy with it. I like it.
You're jiggy with it?
I'm jiggy with it.
Well, if you're jiggy with it, I'm jiggy with it.
I can jive. Yeah, we're cool.
Yeah, I absolutely. Cool. So, how was that for you? Like, out of 10, how would you rate that?
It was breathtaking. I think solid 7.5 out of 10.
7.5 out of 10 for Macintosh Plus's Lisa Frank 420 modern computing.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Naima.
Yeah.
All right, Naima, tell us what our next track is.
You're listening to Exponential Evolution by Etherlight.
You're listening to Night Drive 95 on CITR 101.9 FM. That was Exponential Evolution by Etherlight. Coming up next is Call from the Spirit by X.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm John Connell. This show is Night Drive 95, home of Vaporwave and related sounds on the radio. Tonight, it's a very special episode. In case you haven't been following, it is CITR's annual Fun Drive 2017 happening right now. We're trying to raise a whole bunch of money to keep the station on the air. If you want, you can call in and pledge. I would love it if you pledged. $10 pledged to Night Drive 95 gets you a free download of the Night Drive 95 2017 compilation, which is an EP-length album featuring hits from artists such as Etherlite and Trademarks and Copyrights. I'm here in studio now with a gaggle of Night Drive 95 fans. Hey, what's up? we've got Amma on the mic right now. What's up, Amma?
I'm enjoying this booth. It's very, very fancy, and I'm appreciating that this is a beautiful opportunity for capitalism to work some pleasant magic.
Yeah, what's up? I'm loving this future dystopia that we live in.
Yeah, I've been trying not to think about it. I've honestly spent a lot of time just kind of hiding under my blankets and pretending the United States just has descended into a magical fairyland, and they've made a pact with the old gods, and they just need to stay in whatever they're working on right now.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And really, I believe that Vaporwave is the soundtrack to the cyberpunk dystopia that we now inhabit.
We were talking earlier about how I honestly feel like your show feels like driving down a highway at 3 a.m. Well, like, if we're going Mad Max, you're going to be driving down desert roads all the time. So you need Vaporwave even more.
Yeah, it's really important, I think. All we have left are aesthetics. Isn't that right, people?
All we've ever had were aesthetics.
Wow. this is an unusual episode of Night Drive 95. Normally, it's just me kind of alone in a dark booth brooding.
That sounds really depressing, John.
Well, Vaporwave's really depressing. No, it's not. We have so much fun every week.
How very dare you?
How very dare I? We have so much fun every week, but this week, it's a little different because I wanted to kind of celebrate the fact that we're doing this fundraiser. It's Night Drive 95's first fun drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, like, how are we going to shake it up? So we've got all of you guys in the studio. I'm kind of handing this over to the fans a little bit so that people can see why it's so important that CITR stays on the air, you know?
Yeah. Honestly, CITR is... I started listening for you, I'm not going to lie, but I got hooked really, really quickly.
Yeah.
Because you've always kind of had me on the fringe of loving Vaporwave in a very, like, I was scared to accept it.
I know.
Because whenever I tell people about Vaporwave, I get this really blank look, and then this gentle pity enters their eyes.
Oh, my God.
But once I play it for them, they're like, no, I'm infected. I'm here, too, now.
That's honestly so relatable.
Yeah.
Like, anytime someone's like, oh, my God, you do a radio show. Like, what's it about? I'm like, how much time do you have?
Yeah.
Like, I can't just... I do, like, a bluegrass program. Like, it's not... Yeah. You gotta be there for the explanation, or else it's just not gonna make sense. Like, just makes, like, weird audio art on the radio. What? Like,
yeah. If they have a moment, I just play some of the initial stuff you showed me, just the slow swooping Windows graphics.
Yeah.
I just play someone, like, any song I can find from that album that has a video, and at the end of it they're like, no, yes, no. I'm like, go home. Pretend you didn't listen to this all night.
Dive in.
I won't judge you. It's an emotional
journey.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful because it feels like stepping back into, like, the 80s was a beautiful time, even though it was had downsides. But there was something about the 80s and 90s that was really hopeful and naive and idealistic before the baby boomers ruined everything.
It was slick and stylish and kind of looking to
clean,
the future.
Lines.
Yeah, and I like to think that Vaporwave is what happens when you kind of pull music out from that alternate future that we thought was going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you get kind of this, like, unsettling utopian kind of vibe.
We switch from utopia to dystopia, and I think that's very fundamental to the nature of Vaporwave.
Yeah.
That you can't ever decide which.
It's that you can't pin down this kind of weird future music sort of thing. I think it's what we're doing here is very historically important.
I really, really hope that in 100 years, this is like one of the musical genres that our generation is known for, and that people read about it in like history books.
That's our legacy. Listen up, government. Put me in your social studies textbooks. I'm important.
Someone's going to find a cassette tape from CITR, from Night Drive 95, just in a time capsule 3,000 years from now. And they're going to be like, we don't know how to play this. But it's going to be there, and it's going to be important.
And isn't that a totally vaporwave experience in
yes.
and of itself?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So I thought that we could do something a little different this time. I was trying this with Naima earlier. Mm-hmm. I thought that why don't we have you reacting to a vaporwave music video that you haven't seen before,
and just we had to hunt a bit for that.
A little bit.
Just showed me a lot.
We've had kind of a history here. I'm like, hey, check out this stuff.
It's
totally dank.
It's like drugs.
Yeah, it's in a lot of ways. But yeah, you can just like stream of consciousness. We'll just like talk about what we're seeing and listening to while we're seeing it and listening to it. And hopefully we get some good radio out of it.
Oh, that'll right? be fun. Let's see what happens.
So the track that we've chosen is St. Pepsi's classic Private Caller off of the album Winner's Circle.
Is it a bad thing that I don't know enough about beer to know what Japan's oldest brand is? I just see a star.
Yeah, that's for the first frame of the video is someone opening a beer can. I want to say it's Sapporo.
Ooh, I hope you're right.
I hope I'm right. Maybe I have watched this video before, so that might be
you
like imprinted on my
you
brain.
What?
I don't
I
drink
that's...
a lot of Japanese beer, okay. I'll be honest.
Is there a Japanese beer called Nippon? Because I think I saw some Japanese bottle
probably
in like a sushi restaurant, and this
I wouldn't be surprised. Let's check it out. Here's Private Caller by St. Pepsi.
They're never going to show us. We'll
We're never going to know. We'll have to Google it later.
Her hair. I want the ability to do that. I would kill to be able to just defrizz my hair like that every morning.
Yeah.
This is such a hopeful dream.
What does this make you feel?
Like, happy and sad. This is idealized and everyone's in bright colors. But it's so obviously, it feels like watching one of those educational videos in school, which you know is going to have outdated information, but it makes you feel happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of comforting.
Hawaii! I saw a tiny hula clip.
A little bit of Hawaii.
How many what?
We'll never know. Maybe bubbles? She was blowing a lot of bubbles there.
Too many bubbles.
Too many bubbles.
I want to be able to disappear. I want the superpowers that this video expresses. I'm wondering if this is some strange alternative X-Men.
It's very kind of mysterious and ethereal, isn't it?
Mm. Give me all the broad-brimmed hats and swishy gossamer dresses.
Yeah, I love the fashion here.
Mm. It's very pastel.
Mm-hmm. It was just a different time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did a motion like she was taking her hair down, but she doesn't have any
She doesn't have any hair
down.
To take down. Yeah.
So what did she let down?
It was like a really tiny bun.
Or her parents.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder about like the people who are in these videos, because these are like chopped up like 80s Japanese cosmetics commercials and stuff. So like, do they even know that this is what their likeness is being used for now? Do they know what the legacy of their like... They went to a shoot to be like, buy this lipstick. Like, do they know that, like, 30 years later, people are using their performance in that ad for the aesthetic?
I almost feel like it's better if they don't, because there was such a thing in Japan, still is, but it was a lot more in the past, where they would just take clips of American television or language out of context and make art of them. So vaporwave is almost like...
We've kind of done that here. Now,
we're saying, look at you. You guys are also fascinating and surreal, and we want to steal your culture now.
Yeah. I really like this part where they're, like, playing in the band, like, kind of waiting in the ocean, and there's, like, those big crystal pyramids or whatever.
I'm a fan of crystal pyramids.
This is really cool.
Ooh, that landscape is joyous.
Yeah.
I love all the, like, diamond imagery and things falling into things.
Yeah, I think there's a big emphasis on, like, luxury and, like, opulence. Mm-hmm. You know, it's trying to make you feel rich.
And it's also very much like advertising has had to get a lot more interesting in the 2000s. But back in the 80s and 90s, it was still also like really idealistic. You could afford to cover a car in roses and expect people to understand that that was attractive.
Yeah.
You could rely on like visceral imagery.
Definitely.
It's a hopeful time, a dreaming time, a childish time.
Snaps.
Vaporwave. Stylish! I said stylish, and stylish came on the screen.
I said stylish.
I am prophetic.
So, yeah, what was your impression there?
It made me feel really hopeful and really sad. It was a very much like uplifting and warm feeling. That was a hug.
It was a warm hug.
Yeah.
Warm, vapey hug.
But I almost feel like that's one of the songs that, like, I don't know if I would love it as much if I didn't have the video. There's something about vaporwave with, like, that song in particular with the video. There's something about the pastels that takes me to it. Now if I ever listen to it without the video again, I'll still have the images stuck in my mind.
Yeah, I've often said about vaporwave that it's really unique in that the packaging is almost as important as the product.
Yeah.
Like you have to look at the album art and the album title and the artist name and the track titles, and there's, you know, weird characters and like emojis in all these titles, and then there's the video art aspect of it. I don't think it would work if you just had the audio.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it wouldn't be a complete project.
It is a multimedia experience,
which honestly makes it more of an art form than just a genre.
I would say so.
Like, it's got levels.
Yeah.
That was really fun.
That was great.
Watch it again.
Super duper. So that was fantastic. We're gonna have a lot more Night Drive 95 right after this.
Wish we could crawl back to her forever.